Thank you, Wendell, for leading us in that appropriate worship. The singing sounded really good. Oh, may I love thy precious word. May I explore the mine. May I its fragrant flowers glean, may light upon me shine. Oh, may I find my armor there, thy word, my trusty sword. I'll learn to fight with every foe, the battle of the Lord. That's the final verse by Edwin Hodder in the song that I have been using throughout these devotionals. Psalm 12, verse 6 and 7. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. I again greet you in the worthy and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I invite you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 119 for meditation of God's Word. This afternoon, I would like to consider two more abilities of the Scriptures. As we take our final walk through the garden of Psalm 119. The first one I like to consider is the understandability of the Word of God. The Word of God is understandable. Let's begin reading in verse 129. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. This stanza is introduced by proclaiming that the Word of God is wonderful. It does for me what nothing else in this world can do. In the Bible, we find wonderful inspirations, wonderful commands, wonderful promises. Look at the wonderful promise in verse 130. The entrance of thy word giveth light and understanding unto the simple. As we give entrance to the Word of God, it will flood our minds with instructing light. Yet how sad the case that so often the external ear hears, but gives no admission to those life-giving words, because it is not mixed with faith in them that heard it. Verse 133 makes a plea to God. Order my steps in thy word. So what does a well-ordered life consist of? Even as God gives us understanding, so he also gives us order. Our lives are his masterpiece. Through his word, our steps are established. Although God orders my life, you and I are given the choice whether or not to obey orders. Verse 137. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. This section of verses speaks much of the Lord's righteousness. It's referenced 5 times in these 8 verses. The other ability of God's word I want to consider is the immutability of God's word. The word immutability simply means unchangeable. We could also say the unchangeability of God's word. Verse 138 says that God's testimonies are righteous and they're very faithful. They will not change. The immutability of God's word gives stability to his people. It is an anchor to our soul. Have you ever been tempted to be given to despair because of the eroding morals in our society? And we ask, how is the next generation even going to be able to make it spiritually? Brothers and sisters, the word of God is enduring to all generations. It is everlasting. It is unchanging. Our daily request should be, give me understanding. Verse 145. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried. I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Does God hear me? This question many people have asked. We see in these verses a cry from a desperate soul. Hear me, O Lord. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. Does God hear me? The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. That's from Psalm 34, 15 and 17. In verse 151, in the word of God, we find truth. For every child of God, this is a truth, that even though the enemy might seem near to us, God is nearer. Don't forget that. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Verse 153. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me, quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. I see again in these verses a soul in anguish of spirit who's seeking deliverance. It's a prayer for help in distress. In this plea, the psalmist, with much boldness and expectation, asks God to consider him. We could think of our persecutors and enemies that are mentioned in verse 157 to be these wrong and troubling thoughts which plague our minds at times. Although the enemy continues to throw darts, yet I choose to never forsake that which keeps me stable, a simple faith in the Holy Scriptures. For any distress we face, our answer always, always lies in coming to God's word for help. His word is true from the very beginning. It never changes. Remember Jesus' words? The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are... The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are, say it, life. Verse 161. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hope for thy salvation, and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. The value of God's unchanging word surpasses all the combined wealth of this world. Within these pages, we find jewels that are rich and rare. How do we find this great spoil? By reading, by meditation, by prayer. Verse 165, men search for peace in all the wrong places. Where is peace found? Great peace have they that love thy law. When God's law becomes a part of me, I experience great peace. The more we discover, the more we become attached to it and love it exceedingly. And finally, we come to the last stanza, verse 169. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. In this very last stanza of the acrostic of the Hebrew alphabet, we notice things which can be uttered with our mouth. I see the words cry, supplication, lips, and tongue. In Psalm 119, we have noted numerous cries coming from the lips and tongue, that which is desired. A desire for understanding, a desire for deliverance, a desire for teaching, a desire for help, a desire for cleansing. These are good and right desires. Yet God desires to hear more than the cry of our heart. Verse 175 says in the finale of this psalm, "Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee." Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Has God's word given you understanding? Praise him. Has God's word given you teaching? Praise him. Has God's word given you deliverance? Praise him. Has God's word given you cleansing? Praise him. Has God sought you when you have gone astray? Praise him. What are the abilities of God's word? Availability, sustainability, reliability, understandability, unchangeability. God's unchanging word, author unknown. For feelings come and feelings go, and feelings are deceiving. My warrant is the word of God. Naught else is worth believing. Though all my heart should feel condemned for want of some sweet token, there is one greater than my heart whose word cannot be broken. I'll trust in God's unchanging word till soul and body sever. For though all things shall pass away, his word shall stand forever. Let's stand for prayer. Lord, we thank you for giving us of your word. It is precious to us, far more precious than gold and silver, more precious to us than the food that we eat. And yet so often we take it for granted. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to be renewed in our minds of the preciousness of the word that we hold in our hands today. We want to praise you, Lord, for giving us understanding, for teaching us, for delivering us, for cleansing us. And when we have gone astray, Lord, you have found us, and we thank you for that. So we want to praise your name today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. May God bless you.